Hello, everyone. Welcome to Doing It Live with Time Aces and Bat Snacks. My name is Bat Snacks.
And I'm Time Aces.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Episode 2.
Episode 2, the second episode of Doing It Live.
Episode of many, many episodes to come.
Many more to come.
Yep. So what is this show all about? Why don't you explain it to everyone at home?
So the first part of this show is going to be us talking about maybe a recent news item, some pop culture stuff, just kind of anything that's been going on in our lives recently. Then after we do a little bit of talking about that, we'll play a game. We play games on this show every episode, and we try to keep a running tally of what games we play.
And who's in the lead.
Who's in the lead.
And they're always really bad games.
Yeah, they're always bad games, but there is always a winner, so it's very important, you know.
Oh, yes, to keep track of all that. And you won last week.
I did win the last one,
but
you're still...
By the skin of your teeth.
Yes, but you are still in the lead by total points.
Yes. Well, we'll go over that. You know,
yeah, we'll get to that later.
Segment. So, news items for this week's going on. I know you've been watching the International Dota Tournament right now.
Yeah, I've been watching the International. It's... the biggest Dota tournament, maybe the biggest video game tournament ever.
I could see that, yeah. Sure.
I think there was like a $20 million prize pool this year, which is crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, that's...
And it's like really well produced and stuff. I've been enjoying watching it.
Who's in the lead?
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, I don't actually follow the teams or have a favorite team or anything.
So you just kind of watch it casually. You watch it like I watch soccer.
Yeah, I'm a casual.
I know how the game is played, but I don't know who the people are playing.
Yes, the fact that there's such a very big, well-produced video game tournament is just interesting to me.
Yeah, sure. We've made it. We've made it as gamers, apparently.
Yeah.
We can have $2 million, you know, video game
tournaments. You can win $2 million in a tournament.
Yeah, why didn't you do that? For your career,
because it's hard.
You could have been a professional. What was the game you really liked? Let's see.
StarCraft
player. Sure. Yeah, we were both really good at StarCraft, if I remember correctly.
They didn't have like $20 million.
And by really good, I mean
we were
really
good. Wink, wink.
Bad. Wink. I was pretty bad. I don't know if you remember when we used to play StarCraft, but I was never very good at the game of StarCraft.
Anybody can be good at StarCraft if they have enough photon cannons.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. My strategy was, like, I had two strategies. I always played Protoss, and he either went Zealot Rush, or I did the cannon push, which, if you're unfamiliar with that, is just building your base into the opponent's base and setting up a bunch of defensive structures in your opponent's base to kill them.
And hopefully they don't attack them.
And hopefully they don't notice you are encroaching into their base with slow-moving units that build stuff. So, yeah, that was my great StarCraft strategy.
But yeah, I've been watching the International. I've also been watching a little bit of Stranger Things, which you told me to watch last episode. And
that is a fantastic show.
Yeah, I'm very glad you told me to watch that show. I can confirm
what
that it is good.
What episode are you on right now?
I'm on episode 4.
You finished episode 4?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm about halfway through, though.
Okay, you're halfway through. Yeah. I mean, I love that show. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's real good.
It's easy to accidentally watch all of it. I had to, like, pace myself, so that I didn't watch it all in, like, one night.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of difficult to not do.
I'm definitely going to rewatch it as soon as I'm done.
Oh, yeah?
It's that good.
The characters are good, too.
Characters are excellent.
I enjoy the cop guy, Hopper, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, I like the cop. I like the mom. She's really good.
The kids remind me
of... The kids
are amazing. And I like the kids so much in that show because, you know... I'm not super old, but I'm not super young, but I remember being a kid, and I definitely remember kids exactly like, you know, they're written like actual kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that was pretty much us.
They're not like a Hollywood version of children. They're like basically what kids are.
Yeah.
You know. So I like that a lot, because it's like, okay, everyone knows a kid that's like the main character Will mm-hmm. or whatever. Everyone knows a character that's like Mike. Everyone knows like a Dustin or whatever. You know, like their personalities are very similar to like actual kids. And yeah. it's not like, oh, kids in, you know, regular Hollywood, you know, they never curse and they, you know, they don't really get into trouble. They're just kind of there. But mm-hmm. in the show, it's they're really well written. So
yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I really like the show. But how do you like about like all the sci-fi elements and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's got some good sci-fi elements, some paranormal kind of stuff.
Have you figured out the twists yet or no?
No, I haven't.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't say twists. I mean, there are reveals, obviously.
I don't want to spoil anything for someone, but so far what I've got is that, mm-hmm. you know, there is a world like the Vale of Shadows.
Yes, yes.
And there's monsters from that dimension
world, yeah.
that are Seeping making their way into our dimension.
Right.
Or affecting it somehow.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Once you're done, we can talk even more about it. Because
yeah,
we'll
have a spoiler.
There's a lot of
rich
theories
episode.
About all that after you get one, after you finish the show. Because they do answer a lot of your questions, but they don't answer all of them, which I think that's a good kind of strategy
yeah.
for a show like that. Because, you know, it's just enough to satisfy you while keeping you interested in, you know, the questions.
Yeah. And the fan theories are probably just as good, if not better, as anything they could have written into the show themselves.
Yeah, probably true. Probably
yeah, it's
true.
More interesting that way.
So anyway, it's a really good show, and we can talk about that when you get done with it. But, like, I mean, let's talk about, like, the look and feel of it. Isn't it, like, a really cool, like, thematically, like, the feel of, like,
it's
watching
very,
the show?
It's very, like, Outer Limits.
It's very kinda. Good, right? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it's really good. Like, even just the intro and the
oh, I love
music.
I love the intro so much. It's like, it really gets you right in the mode.
It's very simple, but it's so good.
But it gets you, like, in the mode of, like,
yeah.
okay, I know what this show is about, like, right
yeah.
off the bat. Like, well, not what it's about, but, like, what the like, tone they're going for. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
the weird kind of strange tone. I love the intro so much. It's probably, like, one of my favorite intros in TV. And, like, you know, the letters are coming down, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, like, you know, creating the logo.
It has kind
and,
of, like, a Bioshock kind of feel
yeah,
to it,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah, kind of, almost, like, and it kind of has this, like, an interesting thing I noticed someone told me about it is, like, so the logo, you know, it's Stranger Things and Strangers Above Things, and then there's a line in between, and
right.
the line in between is kind of represents, like, the barrier between the worlds.
Oh,
and
okay.
there's a part when the logo's moving that you can see, like, part of the bottom word kind of creep up into the top word. So,
that's
like,
true.
Things is coming into... So, it's, like, kind of an interesting, like, oh, they're, like, merging, you know, together. Because the logo, like, you know, kind of comes together really
mm-hmm.
Close together. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really cool observation.
And then this is just, like, a nerdy thing that I really like about it. But, like, at the end of the logo, it... excuse me. It zooms into the letters...
Yeah.
And then the letters, like, go transparent, and then, like, you zoom through them into the, like, first scene or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I don't know why. I just really, really like that.
Yeah. The intro is super good.
The intro is super good. The music in that show is really, really good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about the production values I really, really, really like. I mean, I don't want to talk about the story too much and the characters too much because it's spoilers, but, like, just the production of that show is really, really spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be interested to know if, you know, the director has done any other shows before, if that's kind of his
I think they're relatively new. I was reading about it. I think they're relatively new. They've done, like, one, like, independent film before this. And I think they just pitched this to Netflix, and Netflix was like, sure. So, I'd be interested to see what...
Yeah, I'll watch whatever they do next.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of my feeling, too, because I really, really like the show. I also like the way it... You probably haven't gotten to... I'm not going to spoil anything, but they do a really good job at playing into your expectations. Like, they walk a very fine line of doing exactly what you expect them to do, but then surprising you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of shows go either one of two extremes. You know, it's
yeah.
either everything is expected, like there are absolutely no surprises, or everything is a surprise, and the surprises are just boring and they completely lose their value, you know what I mean? Yeah. And this show does a really good job of, like, playing to your expectations enough that's like, oh, I kind of called that in the last episode, but then also giving you enough surprises to, like, want you to get you to keep watching.
To keep thinking more and more
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. And it's a really good line, and I feel like a lot of shows and movies are awful, awful at that today, because it's either, like I said, it's like, everything's a surprise, and then eventually nothing is a surprise because you're expecting, like, crazy shit to happen.
Yeah.
Or, like, everything is so predictable that there's, like, really no reason to watch it anymore. So that's, yeah, one of the reasons I really like it. And we can talk about specific instances after you finish.
Yes.
That. But there you go. That's Stranger Things. I give it an A+. And we can talk about how you liked it after, maybe next episode if you're done by then.
I'll probably be done by then.
Cool. So what else is going on in entertainment and all that shit? Have you seen any movies lately?
No, I know I said I was going
to. You said you were going to see Suicide Squad last time.
I chose not to.
You did not see it. Why did you do that? You said you were very adamant about seeing Suicide Squad.
I was really excited about seeing it, but...
And then you saw the reviews, right?
It's not just the reviews.
No, you saw the reviews last week, and we talked about how you still wanted to see it.
But I talked to people that I know.
Uh-huh. Like me.
Yeah, like you.
They were like, don't waste your money.
Okay, so I asked a few people this specific question. It's, what was worse, Suicide Squad or Batman and Robin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Batman and Robin.
Yeah, because... I actually kind of liked Batman and Robin a little bit.
All right, I'm ending the recording right
there
now.
Were just... No, okay, all right. No, let me clarify. There were parts of that movie that I really enjoyed.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is Batman and Robin the one? So that's the one with
it's
Mr.
exactly
Freeze.
What you think it is.
Well, I know. I just always get them confused because the post-Tim Burton Batmans, before the Christopher Nolan ones.
Yeah.
Like, one of them is George Clooney and one of them is Val Kilmer. And I get them confused every time because they're both really schlocky and bad.
All right. So, Batman and Robin is Val Kilmer. And it's the one with Mr. Freeze and Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy. And...
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that one's with Arnold in it.
Yes.
Okay. So, I can see the entertainment value of that one.
Yes.
Because of Arnold.
And that's... That's kind of where it ends.
Yeah.
It's just Arnold. That. But yeah, everybody I've talked to has said that Batman and Robin is indeed better than Suicide Squad.
Wow, so. That's really bad.
Yeah.
So you actually know people who've seen Suicide Squad?
Yeah, my boss has.
fair enough. Are you sure Batman and Robin isn't the one with George Clooney in it? I feel like it's the one.
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on, I'm going to Google this right now.
Yeah, look that up. I might be wrong. I'm pretty sure Batman and Robin is...
Because the other one was...
It's the one with the butt shots and the
remember.
Nipples.
No, yeah, that's the George
that,
Clooney
I mean,
one.
I'm not just
no,
being vulgar.
The...
That really happened.
No, I know. That's the George Clooney one. You're wrong.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
What?
I thought Batman Forever was after Batman and Robin, but Batman Forever was before Batman and Robin.
Batman Forever, that was the one...
That was the one with Two-Face and the Riddler.
Okay.
That had Val Kilmer in it.
Okay, I was wrong. So, George Clooney was in Batman and Robin.
Yeah. And then, yeah, George Clooney was in Batman. It doesn't matter. So, I wonder why... Let's talk about Batman and Robin and Batman Forever for a second. So, you get Batman Forever coming out in 1995, and Val Kilmer is the new Batman, and that's, like, hot stuff. You know, everyone wants to be Batman, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And Val Kilmer is still, like, at his peak of being
right.
a star, you know. And then, you know, the movie, I guess, it does really well, but I guess it is panned by critics. And then, you know, 1997 comes along 2 years later, and Val Kilmer is out, and George Clooney is in.
And after, you said it was 1997?
Yeah, 95 and 97.
So when did Batman Begins come out? Because I'm pretty sure Batman and Robin killed Batman movies for at least 10 years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, it was...
Batman Begins came out in 2005, so it wasn't quite 10 years, but it was almost. It was eight years
later. And I'm pretty sure that's because of Batman and Robin.
So I wonder why Val Kilmer didn't want to return.
That's
kind of a weird decision, I feel like. Verval. It says here scheduling conflicts, but
yeah, maybe he just got a better offer.
He was in The Saint. That's the scheduling conflict. I've never even heard of this movie. I've
never heard of it.
And this is what he decided to do, other than Batman and Robin. Or yeah,
I mean, he didn't choose wrong.
I mean, no, but we remember Batman and Robin, and we don't remember The Saint.
That's true.
So I mean, you gotta think about that.
Yeah, and you think like Uma Thurman, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those are big names.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would work with
Arnold Schwarzenegger on a like 23% Rotten Tomatoes film, just to say I worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, heck yeah, I would too.
Like, even if the film was the worst movie ever made, like, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, when are you going to ever get an opportunity to do that again? When are you going to get an opportunity to be Batman and play opposite of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Exactly. Arnold never. Schwarzenegger is your villain.
You will never, ever, ever be able to do that again. So then, you know, he turns it down. George Clooney picks it up. In probably the most regrettable move of George Clooney's career.
Yes.
And then it does okay financially, but, you know, everyone hates it. Like, it's probably the worst reviewed of all the Batman movies, Batman and Robin.
I don't know. Is it worse than Suicide Squad?
Oh, well, I wasn't saying Suicide Squad. I was saying it's probably the worst reviewed of the Batman movies.
Okay, like,
strictly,
yeah,
Batman movies. So Suicide Squad is just completely a new low for...
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it. I can't attest to that, but I will see it when it's on video.
You should see it this week so we can talk about it in the next...
I really don't want to see
it now.
I know.
That can be the running thing. Like, every week I will tell you to see Suicide Squad, and every week you won't do it until it eventually comes out to video, and then you'll
And then
see
I
it.
Will do it, and then I'll just be like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't see it in theaters. Right, or I'll be sad.
There you go.
Maybe.
Okay. So... I'm done with talking about Batman now, because it's...
All right, yeah.
Dumb.
Is it time to get into the games?
Well, I want to talk about one more thing.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
The games. So, there's another... Well, speaking of games, there's a game that just came out that everyone is talking about right now. Do you know what game I'm talking about? I know you don't keep up as much as I do.
Which one is it?
So, it just came out on Steam today. It came out on PlayStation 4 on Tuesday. It's called No Man's Sky. Have you heard of this game?
No.
Okay, so this is like the big procedurally generated universe exploration.
Star Citizen?
No, it's not Star Citizen. It's similar to that. It's a procedurally generated universe exploration game.
You can like a space?
Fly
like
around.
4X
no,
kind of game?
No, no. You can fly. See, I can't even explain it to you because it's so hard to explain. Anyway, so you fly around universes, you land on planets, you discover shit, and then, you know, you upgrade your spaceship or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it got an enormous amount of hype because it was in development for like 3 years. It was shown at pretty much every PlayStation event. You've probably seen it and you just don't remember the name.
Yeah.
So it came out on Tuesday and people were very, 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 very excited because the game kind of promised you the ability to explore space and find new alien planets and new alien creatures and, you know, all that stuff.
Is it online multiplayer?
So that's the next talking point.
Okay.
So it got completely and totally panned. Like, people say it's bad. Like, pretty bad. I mean, some people say it's good. But the general consensus is it's not even close to what it should be. So it's not doing great in the review category.
Yeah.
One of the largest controversies in the game is, you know, a year back or however long it was, the developer of the game said that basically, you know, you'll be able to explore all these planets and it's all procedurally generated and it's like 18 quadrillion planets or some ridiculous, you know, giant universe number, right? And they have that many. They're all procedurally generated, though, so it's not like...
I know where this is
it's
going.
It's not on hard disk. And then he was like... And then... You know, he basically said that, like, all these people are sharing these planets together. So people assumed there was this kind of multiplayer component, and the developers didn't deny it, but they didn't really confirm it either. So they kind of, like, danced around this issue for 2.5 years or so.
Yeah.
And now it's come out, and people are going on Twitch or whatever, and they're like, oh, I'm in this galaxy on this planet. Meet me here in 5 minutes. And, like, another guy's coming to, like, meet the guy there. And all of a sudden, they're like, where are you? And I'm like, he's like, I don't know. Where are you? And he's like, I'm standing right here. And eventually people discover that, like, they can't see each other. So it's not actually online multiplayer, even though the game was kind of, sort of, sold. I mean, not really, but people wrongfully assume that. And it's a giant, like, hullabaloo going on right now, basically.
So, is there any multiplayer component to it at all?
The multiplayer component is that since there's 18 quadrillion planets, whenever I land on a planet that has been undiscovered, like, if I'm the first person in the world that plays this game that discovered this planet, I get to name it, and I get to discover, I get to be the person that discovers all its species. So my name will be there if someone else comes on the planet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I'll be the Magellan of that planet, if you will. You know what I mean? So that's the multiplayer component. And I think that the developers hyped up the multiplayer component a little too much and weren't very clear on what exactly it entailed. So there's these people that were expecting this vast, exceedingly complicated online, like EVE Online kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, you know, it's not that at all. And I'm not sure who's to blame in that situation, but it's kind of an amusing thing to read about because it's so crazy. The expectations that people had for this game are, like, not even close to what it's actually, what it actually is, and how they got to that point.
It doesn't sound that fun.
It doesn't. And the weird thing is that, you know, it was very, very hyped up from the beginning, and people, I guess they just took the concept and, like, ran with it, you know, and, like, formed this narrative in their head of, like, this is what the game is. And now they're disappointed.
So is there a story mode? I mean, you say it's procedurally generated, but is that the whole game?
Yeah, I mean, the whole game is as far as I know, it's, I haven't played it yet.
Yeah.
But I've watched a lot. I've watched probably 3 or 4 hours of people playing the game, so I'm pretty well versed in what's going on. But you start out on a planet, a random planet. Your spaceship's broken. You have to collect some materials to fix your spaceship. Then you can travel to other planets and discover stuff on their planets. And then there's some space stations and stuff where they can, like, buy stuff from NPCs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you collect a lot of materials to upgrade your ship and upgrade your weapon and stuff like that. But, I mean, the big gameplay loop is going to planet and walking around and
just checking it out
and farming stuff. And as I say it, I realize how boring that sounds, but not one of the people that was super hyped for it. I was interested, but never, like, never, you know.
I mean, that's interesting as, like, that seems like it should just be part of a game, though. I don't know if that's a game by itself.
Well,
it's just...
so the other thing is, like, it's a really good looking game. It's 3D. You know, it's not 2D. It's not.
It's 3D.
Yeah. Shut up. It's an independent game, right? It was developed by an independent developer,
okay.
But it is $60. You know, so a lot of people are kind of, you know, complaining about the price tag once they found out
that it's just like sightseeing.
I mean, let's be fair. If you enjoy exploration, it does sound like a really cool game.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people were like, and I'm going to be able to, like, do co-op, you know, planet exploration
pirate
with my friends.
Stealing
and, yeah,
ships
yeah,
and...
space pirating and all that. Someone's like, no, it's not that. But somehow people got that impression. So, yeah, so read about that because it's a fun controversy going on right now. It is getting blasted by people. There's a lot of angry fans on the internet right now.
It's got,
like, Metacritic bombed, you know? Like, people go on Metacritic and, like, rate it 0 because they, like, hate
because they're mad.
Whatever. Yeah. So it's the current, like, thing this week of, like, ah, I'm mad at this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an interesting concept, like, procedurally generated universe in space. Like, that's cool as heck.
It is. It is a very interesting concept. But somewhere along the line, the message got conflated to, like,
space, I mean, it's
pirating, you know.
It does seem like I would want to do more in that world. Like, did you play Freelancer?
Yeah.
I don't know if that game, I don't think it was procedurally generated.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. But yeah, maybe something like that where there's, like, random NPCs you can talk to or, like, missions or something would be
so
fun.
So I think there's, like, a story in the game, but it's, like,
yeah,
it's randomly given out.
Yeah, a story arc might, I don't know.
But I don't know how, like, you know, curated the story is. It might just be, like, random bits of story.
Yeah, I mean, there. I don't really know how it could be, too, in a procedurally generated world.
Yeah, because you can go anywhere at any time. You know, you're not on any kind of specific path.
So. Is it, like, infinite? Like, it just keeps going? Theoretically?
I mean, it's practically infinite, because it's, like, 18 quadrillion or something. You're never going to do all that. So it's not infinite, but like it might as well be, because no one's ever going to be able to do all that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Like if they played nonstop for like their whole life, they wouldn't, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. That's my new calling in life. I'm going to find all the planets.
Yeah. Buy it for $60 and tell me. No, actually don't buy it on Steam, because the PC version is like apparently really poorly optimized, so definitely don't do that. Anyway, so that was your news and entertainment segment of this show. I hope you enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. See, it's good because we're kind of telling us each other things that we don't necessarily know.
So yeah.
We're giving each other a little primer on
life.
On life. On life, the universe, and everything. No, on our like facets of the
universe and of the world,
the procedurally generated universe.
All right, are you ready for the game?
I am so ready for the game.
Okay, today. So on this podcast we play games and we keep track of who wins, and the game varies depending on what we feel like doing or what we invent 5 minutes before we start the show.
Hey, don't pull the curtain back like that.
Okay. All right, anyway, this week's game, we're going to kind of do trivia between the two of us.
I'm really excited about this.
I'm pretty excited about it. We have some questions prepared.
Yeah, so this week's game, last week we did top 10 lists, which... I mean, it's kind of a game, but we basically just voted on who had the best top 10 list.
Yeah.
This week, we're doing a real game, trivia. Mm-hmm. And we each came up with, before the show, we each came up with 5 different trivia questions of different categories to ask each other. And you may think, that doesn't sound that exciting. But wait, there's more.
Oh.
The exciting part of the game is that these are going to be, A, really hard trivia questions that we probably will not get. And, B, there are, how many do we have? 10 different? Yeah, 10. We have 10
something
different
like
lifelines that each of us can choose to have on hand if we need them to use during the game to hopefully help the...
So how many different lifelines do we get over the course of all the questions?
So we're only going to get three. We're following Who Wants to Be a Millionaire rules here. You're going to only be able to use 3 lifelines over the course of the questions. But you can pick which lifelines you want, which 3 lifelines you want out of the 10.
Okay.
So since I've kind of invented the life. Well, you invented some of them. So I will give you first choice of the lifelines, and I'll just read them out, and you know, to our audience. So
yeah, let's
the lifelines that we have, we. We have the classic lifelines from like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So this trivia is it's multiple choice, you know. It's you know, A, B, C, D, you know. They're all hard. So we have like the classic kind of lifelines, like 50-50, like, you know, eliminate 2 of the questions. We've got phone a friend, you know, or internet a friend, however you want to contact your friend or acquaintance or whatever. We have ask a rando, which is one I'm excited about. Go to what site are we using for this?
We're gonna go on Omegle.
Go on Omegle and ask someone there, and hopefully they know the answer to the question. My favorite of all of them is the Monty Hall It, which if you're unfamiliar with at home, just Google it, because it's hard to explain how it works, but it's basically 50-50, but with more math. So then we have, why don't you introduce the rest?
So the rest is, it's a mystery. That's a lifeline. I forgot what it does.
Well, that one is a mystery.
Yeah, that one, one of us asks the other person for a hint,
mm-hmm.
and they'll just give us a totally awful hint that will probably be useless.
Right, but it could be good.
It could be.
And it's completely up to the other person's discretion.
Yeah. The other lifeline is bust a move, and then we've got rhyme time. And
where
then,
where I have to, the person that's asking the question has to make a rhyme.
Yes.
That and hopefully helps answer the question somehow.
And then the last one is the annexation of Puerto Rico. That Which one's secret, though. We're secret. Not allowed to tell you what
oh,
that one is.
Oh, and the other, the big ones, we have 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, and 30-second Yahoo, which allows you to use the respective sites that amount of time in order to find out what question or what the answer to the question is.
You get more time on Bing and Yahoo because they're worse search engines.
And they're ad heavy.
Yes.
So what have you picked out your three yet?
I'll do Monty Hall, Omegle, and 5-second Google.
Monty Hall, Omegle, and 5-second Google. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me mark you down. Hall, Omegle. Monty Hall is a good choice. And you of course, chose 5-second Google, so that's great. Now I can't use that. Because I feel like that's the go-to. You know, 5-second Google. All right. I'm going to go with 10-second Bing. I know that's, you know, not as
good.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
But I think it'll be useful.
Sure,
10-second Bing. So you already chose Omegle, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 10-second Bing, phone a friend, and rhyme time.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what I'm going with.
All right. Are we ready to start the questions?
Yeah, I think so. What are...
Yeah, let's just go over the categories real quick, I guess.
Yeah, so we decided on the 5 categories beforehand.
So there's going to be one question from food, one question from games, one from movies, one from history, and then a wild card question.
Wow, you have to say it wild card like that.
Wild card!
Wild card.
Oh.
So are you ready to start this off? Let's do one at a time.
Okay.
You said your food one is super good, so I'll let you go after me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to follow your really good food question.
All right, so the first category is food.
It's food. And I'm going to give you, you know, I'll give you like a minute on the clock for this question. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give you an infinite amount of time, but, you know. So this one's pretty easy. Number one, question one in food. What is the primary ingredient in hummus? Is it A, soybeans, B, chickpeas, C, rice, or D, flour?
That's chickpeas.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Are you locking it in?
Oh, it's locked and loaded.
You have to make a noise to lock it in. That's
ready to roll out.
You got it. All right. Yes, that is the correct answer. You have gotten one, so we're 1-0 now. That was way too easy for you. I should have come up with the harder question.
I am going to demolish you with this question.
All right, I'm ready. Hard. I'm going to have to use a lifeline.
What primary ingredient is the difference between a hollandaise sauce and a brunaise sauce?
Great.
It is either A, rosemary,
mm-hmm.
B, tarragon,
mm-hmm.
C, parsley, or D, chives.
What the hell? Okay, I think I'm going to use lifeline. So
okay.
Rosemary, tarragon, parsley, chives, right?
Yep. Rosemary, and it's the difference between hollandaise and brunaise.
I've never even heard of brunaise before. I know what hollandaise is, though, because it's really good. Off the top of my head, I'm kind of feeling...
Which lifeline did you want to use?
Well, I'm talking it out.
First. Okay.
Just give me a second
All right.
to talk it out. I'm kind of feeling... rosemary, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of feeling... I'm not feeling chives. Parsley could be... I mean, I know there's parsley kind of in hollandaise, but I think it's more of a garnish thing. So it could be rosemary or tarragon. I feel like those are the two. I think I'm going to use a lifeline.
Okay.
I'm going to... I don't want to expend my 10-second Bing for now. Because that's a really good...
Yeah, I gotta save that.
So I'm gonna use rhyme time right off the bat.
Rhyme time.
So you have to make a rhyme about the answer. So good luck.
It's gonna give you the answer.
Good. I'm glad. That's why I'm using Rhyme Time for this one.
What if nothing rhymes with it?
Well, then just do your best.
Oh.
Just do your best.
It's gonna give you the answer instantly.
That's why I picked Rhyme Time.
Do your best. Okay, okay. It rhymes with Baragon.
Parsley? No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna go with tarragon.
Are you sure you don't want to pick rosemary?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that's pretty close to baragon.
It does sound just like baragon. Baragon.
Okay.
That sounds
yes.
like that sounds like a Pokemon, doesn't it?
The correct answer baragon? Is tarragon. You got it.
Yeah. Doesn't baragon sound like a Pokemon?
Yeah, it does. That would be baragon. A good Pokemon name.
Yeah, baragon. It kind of sounds like a water type.
Like a water bear.
It's like a bear, and it has like little flippers on it. It can't swim. It can't swim very well, though. You know
what
I mean?
And it makes like a calling sound, like goes, ah!
It's like a big seal bear.
It's a big seal bear, baragon.
But it looks exactly like a bear.
Yes.
It just has like flippers instead of paws. That's like it. You know what I mean?
That's a really, really. It looks
like a grizzly, though, like with like flippers. Baragon. I think this is going to be in the new Pokemon game. Okay, sorry. Question two. I'm sorry I got distracted by Baragon.
It's okay. So it's 1-1.
It is 1-1. I already used the lifeline. All right. So my next question for you. I'm not going to give you as much time on this one because this one is you could count this out. So okay. I'm going to give you 10 seconds on the clock to answer. If you want to use a lifeline, just call it out and, you know, we'll figure it out then.
Okay.
So how many blocks are there in Tetris? Is it A5, B6, C7, or D8?
Do you mean how many different types of
yes,
blocks?
Yes, how many different types of blocks.
Okay, I'm going to have to do a Omegle.
You're going to Omegle this?
I'm going to ask the internet.
Let's do it.
Let's load up Omegle.com.
You're going to ask a random stranger how many blocks there are in Tetris. You don't just know off the top of your head?
See, my plan is to count them while I'm taking up time.
Oh, I see. You're clever. And then the person
okay,
on
I'm
Omegle
talking to the person. Hi there.
So you're on
how many blocks are in Tetris?
Oh, let's see what he says. Do you want to give him the
okay,
possibilities?
One, two, three,
five,
four.
Six, seven, eight. Do you want to give him the possibilities?
Okay, I'm going to go with five.
You're going with five?
Yes.
Are you even waiting for your Omegle?
No. He said he's a 26-year-old man and then blocked me. So... Like, okay, so here's how the chat went. You are now chatting with a random stranger. Say hi. I said, hi there. He said, hey, 26M. I said, how many blocks are there in Tetris? He says, stranger is disconnected.
You can get one more Omegle for that.
Do I get one more?
Okay. You get one more Omegle.
All right. I should say hi. Hi. How many... Hang on. How many blocks are there in... Tetris. Hey, this is a real male from Alaska, age 19, looking to chat with a female. I'm a fisherman and am out fishing now. The fishery is closed till tomorrow, so I'm really bored just sitting on the boat. Maybe you could entertain me.
This is a long introduction.
He says, I don't know, haha, I don't play games.
That was like a really long introduction.
Well, he sounds really interesting.
You should keep talking to him while we do the rest of this podcast. Just pretend you're a woman.
I don't...
Just do it. It's fine.
He says, haha, I don't play games. Haha, is that to see if I'm real? Because I am, smiley face.
Oh, no, we gotta keep going with this guy.
We're aborting that mission.
We gotta keep going. No, keep going with this guy.
I'm done
talking
to him.
I think Omegle could be like a new format that we do here. This is good.
We'll discuss that in the future. But my final answer is five different types.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. The actual answer is seven. C7.
What? So there's the straight one, the L-shaped one, the square one, the Z one, and What are the other types? The L? Did I say that already?
Oh, you're right. It is five.
You're terrible. Your question was wrong.
I had to consult. I forgot to write the answer down. It is five. You're right.
Okay.
Right. It's five.
That's terrible.
I was okay. just kidding.
We're just testing to see if I knew.
I was testing if you knew.
All right, so it's 2-1, and I get to ask you the games one.
And
now.
you used your Omegle.
Yeah, and it worked really well.
I will allow
well.
You to use it again if you want to.
I probably will.
In place of another lifeline.
All right. What is the name of the mercenary contract fighters in the Armored Core series?
Great.
A. Jackals. B. Falcons. Uh-huh. C. Eagles. D. Ravens.
Ooh. Jackals, Ravens, and what were the other two?
Jackals, Falcons, Eagles, Ravens.
So, I don't know why, but I have, like, Jackals is what's jumping out at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm going to have to use a lifeline on this one.
Got it. Which one are you going to use? You cannot use Rhyme Time again.
I'm going to go with 10-second Bing.
Okay, 10-second Bing.
Actually, you know what? I'm not going to use a lifeline. I'm just going to guess.
Okay.
Because I have three more, and I think they're going to be hard. So, I'm going to go... So, Jackals, Falcons, Eagles, and Ravens.
Yep.
So, one of those is not a bird, which is Jackal.
Yes.
So, I'm kind of leaning Jackal. I'm going to go with... And it's mercenaries, right?
Yes.
That sounds very Jackal-y to me for some reason. So, I'm going to go with Jackals. Final answer.
Final answer is Jackals. That is incorrect. It's Ravens.
Damn it! So, I was close. Not really. But.
I picked Jackals because that sounded the most mercenary.
So you
fighter.
Agree that it does sound the most mercenary.
Yeah, that was a ploy.
Oh, that was clever. All right. Fine. Be that way. All right, so now you're in the lead.
In the lead.
2-1. So, it's my turn to... Or it's your turn and my turn to ask you.
Okay.
So we're on category 3, which is movies.
Okay.
This is a tough one. When producer Harvey Weinstein wanted to edit this animated film to make it more marketable, the director mailed him a katana with the message, "No cuts." What was the name of this film?
It's an animated film?
It's an animated film.
Okay.
Is it A, Princess Mononoke, B, Akira, C, Toy Story, or D, The Castle of Cagliostro?
Will you tell me the names of the producer and the director again?
The producer is Harvey Weinstein, and I did not give you the director's name.
Okay, you should.
Well, I didn't.
All right, my final answer is Toy Story.
Toy Story is your final answer?
Yes.
You're not using a lifeline?
Nope.
Toy Story is incorrect.
What? You trapped me.
How did I trap you? Why would the director of Toy Story mail someone a katana?
I don't know, because they're weird.
The correct answer is Princess Mononoke.
Crap, they didn't sound Japanese.
Well, they are.
Great.
See?
All right, now, so we're both at 2-1.
That was a perfectly fair question.
It was.
If I told you it was Hayao Miyazaki, you would have got it immediately.
Yeah, I would have gotten it immediately. All right. My movie question is, which actor played Zed in the movie Zardoz? A.
What the hell is that mean? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
The character's name is Zed.
All right,
the movie is Zardoz.
Never even heard of that, but all right, let's do it.
A. Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm. B. Bela Lugosi. Mm-hmm. C. Sean Connery. D. Christopher Walken.
Ooh, that's tough. Okay, so I feel like...
The movie is Zardoz. Your choices are Burt Reynolds, Bela Lugosi, Sean Connery, or Christopher Walken.
Zardoz does not sound like a Burt Reynolds movie. Let me just put that out there right now.
It doesn't?
No.
Does it sound like any of their kind of movies?
No, it doesn't. But it especially doesn't sound like a Burt Reynolds movie. So I'm going to eliminate Burt Reynolds from the running immediately.
Okay.
So I got Christopher Walken, I got Sean Connery, and what was the other person?
Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi. Bela Lugosi sounds right because it sounds like a really bad B-movie that he would be in. Because he was in one of those?
Yep.
But, I don't know, it sounds a little sci-fi too, and he was more in the horror ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Sean Connery does not sound like a movie he'd be in, but he was in a lot of random weird movies in the 1980s, so you gotta put that in there. Okay, I'm gonna use a lifeline.
All right.
I'm gonna use, I think I can, I think I can get away with a 10-second bing on this one. Do you think I can get away with a 10-second bing? I think I can get away.
It's a very obscure movie.
Zardoz and Zed. I can do it. All right. I'm typing in Bing. I'm not going to hit enter until you tell me.
Okay.
It's like kind of depends on how fast my internet loads.
I'm going to say on your marks, get set, go. All right.
Hold on. For the 10-second bing, do I get to go to Bing first and then type it in, or do I have to like load the Bing website?
All right, first? You can just have the Bing homepage up, but right, you can't have Bing. Typed in the question yet.
I got the
yet.
Bing homepage.
All right, ready. Hang on.
Zardoz Zed, right?
On your marks.
Yeah.
Get sets.
Uh-huh.
Go.
Zardoz, oh God.
5 seconds have expired.
Hold on.
Time
okay,
up.
I got it. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery is the correct answer.
Yes! Oh my God, I didn't even see his name. I just saw Sean Connery's naked body, like bare body, and I was like,
Don't you like that costume?
Yes.
You really need to see that movie.
That's an amazing costume. Like, I just saw a picture of him, like, standing there bare-chested, and I'm like, there he is, it's Sean Connery. Okay. That was kind of a close call.
By the way, you need to see that movie.
I do. Should see it.
If the costume is a very strong indication of.
I've already saved it to my my homepage. I'm just kidding. I actually bookmarked the page, so I'll look at it later.
Okay. So what's the score? It's two.
You're in the lead still.
No, I'm not. I don't think so.
You are.
I think it's two to two.
Oh no, you're right. It's 2-2 because you got my movie one wrong, but I got the game one wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is 2-2 right now.
2-2. All right. And so, now we're up history. To history.
This is a good one. Are you ready for this one?
I'm prepared.
All right. Which president secretly underwent a partial jaw removal on a yacht in New York Harbor to treat his cancer?
I don't know.
Is it A, Woodrow Wilson, B, Grover Cleveland, C, Ronald Reagan, or D, Dwight D. Eisenhower?
I'm gonna need to use a lifeline.
Which lifeline do you want to do?
All right, Monty Hall isn't gonna help me very much because I have absolutely no idea who it
what
is.
What are your remaining ones? 5 second Google and Monty Hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
5 second Google could be useful.
Can I? I don't know if I can type out that whole question and get an answer in 5 seconds.
Secret jaw replacement president. I don't know how you do it. Sorry, I shouldn't be helping you with your query.
All right, I think I'm going to attempt a 5 second Google
search. You're going to attempt? All right,
yeah.
Let me put time on.
Let me move my microphone to a different spot. Okay, there. Sorry about the noise.
No, you're fine. Let me get the timer up. This is going to be really close. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. This is going to be hard.
All right,
and the question is, which president had their jaw removed in New York Harbor?
Which president secretly underwent a partial jaw removal on a yacht in New York Harbor to treat his cancer?
And what are the choices?
I will copy and paste this question.
No, don't worry about it.
It's fine. I'm putting it right now.
Okay. Thank you.
There it is. It's in your Skype now.
And
you can see the question.
Which? What are the possibilities?
They're also in Skype. I just left.
Okay, thank you.
Woodrow Wilson, Grover Cleveland, Ronald Reagan, and Dwight D. Eisenhower.
All right. You'll say, on your marks, get set, go.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready when you are.
I'm prepared.
All right. On your mark, get set, Google. And time.
Okay. It's gonna be Grover Cleveland.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Did you get a page up?
Yeah.
At least, and you could
No, I didn't get a page. I just got the search results.
But you're able to glean from the search results?
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad. Good job. 5-second Google is challenging.
It is. It's better than 10-second Bing, though, I would argue.
I don't know. It did take a while to load the picture of Sean Connery, though.
But you had to go off of a picture, too. I actually got text.
That's true. I got text, but it wasn't Sean Connery, you know.
Yeah, you had to know who was in that.
Who's the bare-chested man? Luckily, I know what Sean Connery's bare chest looks like.
Yes.
So I was able to get it. So there you go. All right, so my turn.
All right, it is your turn to answer. What is the year in which the Salem witch trials took place? It is 1681, 1692, 1695, or 1677. I will paste this into the...
Ooh, those are hard year choices. Like, I feel like you should have done, like, 16 whatever, 1960.
2016.
Yeah. Ooh. I think... Okay. So, I could either use my last one, which is phone a friend, mm-hmm. or I could save it. I kind of want to save it, because I kind of want to just guess on this one, because I have a feeling, for whatever reason, that it's 1692. I don't know why. I could be getting it confused with Columbus 1492 thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like 1692, it feels right. It feels like the year the Salem witch trials happened.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with 1692 final answer.
And that's correct.
Yeah! Woo!
Good job.
You did it.
Now, like, there were obviously witch trials before and after that date, but that was, like, most of them.
So are we tied up now? I think we are.
So
yeah, we are tied up.
Did we both got the history one, so it's 3-3.
Yep, and I think we both only have one lifeline left.
Yes. I have, what do I have? I have Monty Hall, and you have
Monty Hall and
Phone a Friend.
I have Phone a Friend, yep.
All right.
So
pretty close.
So you might as well use Monty Hall in this next one. So, my last question, the wild card question, it's kind of a doozy.
Oh boy, have I got a doozy for you, too.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Last question? Okay. This Russian shortwave radio station, known as The Buzzer, broadcasts a short, monotonous buzz tone at 25 tones per minute, 24 hours a day. Occasionally, a Russian man comes on and says secret messages. What was the official name of this station up until 2012?
The numbers station.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you didn't even give me your mic.
The official name is A, RSR-99, B, KGB-3, C, UVB-76, or D, SLN-22. And I will paste this all into your Skype.
Thank you.
Skype.
It wasn't the numbers station.
Well, I'll tell you what the numbers station is after you guess.
I'm going to go for Monty Hall, obviously.
Yeah, you're Monty Halling. All right, what is the one you're selecting to Monty Hall? So the one you're going to select, for the folks at home, since we haven't really explained what the Monty Hall does.
Okay.
You're going to select one of the questions.
Right.
Or one of the answers. And then I am going to eliminate one of the remaining that you have unselected. Just delete it from the possibilities.
Right.
And it will basically guarantee that that one is not correct. Mm-hmm. And then you will have the option to keep where you are on your selection or choose one of the remaining options still on the table.
Right.
So what are you going to select?
I am going to choose UVB-76.
You're going to choose that one?
Yes.
Okay. So I am going to eliminate KGB-3, which is B.
I knew it wasn't that one, too.
So now you have A, RSR-99, C, UVB-76, or D, SLN-22. And you can change your selection, but you currently have UVB.
Okay, here's I'm facing a dilemma now. Okay. So if I were choosing at random, switching is obviously the optimal choice.
Sure.
But I think it's UVB76. It just feels right. So I'm conflicted. Well,
you really should have put your finger on KGV3 then, if you wanted an optimal strategy.
Crap.
But that's okay.
I did not plan for this. Okay.
But that's okay. Well, it's up to you.
I'm gonna keep it. UVB76.
You're gonna keep this final answer?
Oh well, yeah.
That is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Congratulations. So it's funny you mentioned the number station, because I think another name, like another colloquial name, is the number station for this, I believe. So
or they're different. I think the number station, there's a man that just says random numbers,
right?
Or I don't know.
I mean, a number station is a thing, like is a radio station that just says, you know, secret numbers or whatever.
Yeah,
that's a general term for what I'm talking about. It's not the name of this particular one. But UVB76, I believe, is a number station. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's cool. That's a cool question.
Thank you. You should look it up. It's an interesting...
Yeah, I would like to read the Wikipedia page for that.
There's this cool article on it, because it's like in some like really remote town of Russia.
Yeah.
And it, you know, people have tracked, like, they've basically triangulated where it's broadcasting from. And it broadcasts from, like, this old, like, shack in some, like... really, like, ghost town in, like, rural Russia.
That's spooky.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll send you the article.
It's just a drunk guy in his shack just having some fun.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been doing it for since, like, the 80s or something. So, anyway. All right. So, it's 4-3. Last question. This is for all the marbles, because if I get this right, we tie. Mm-hmm. And if I get it wrong, you win. So I have to get this right if I want to stay in contention.
I think you can get this one, but it's a very weird question.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
All right. Which one of these things is involved in the courtship ritual between certain species of hermaphroditic snails and slugs?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
A, love darts. B, adhesive traps. C, dancing. D, shell breaking.
Can you paste this into Skype, please?
Right. Yes.
Thank you. And obviously, I'm going to use phone a friend on this one.
I can't wait for you to ask your friend this question.
I think I'm going to ask someone from the internet, because it'll be less weird.
Which one of these, I guess you could say, behaviors is involved in the courtship ritual between certain species of hermaphroditic snails?
Let's see if any one of our friends is online right now.
All right, go for it.
I'm gonna go with Cabot is the only one online right now. It's gonna be him. You're gonna get a weird message. It's fine though. I have to find okay, he's online. Here we go.
don't preface the question with anything.
I just said it.
And then tell him the options. And then just say, quick, this is important.
Oh, Lord. I'm telling him this is important, please. Love darts, adhesive traps, dancing, or shell breaking. Okay, so I can't really see... snails dance. Like, I don't really know how that would work.
Really?
I mean, I guess I could see it.
I can see snails dancing.
Shell breaking sounds like it would be bad for the snails.
But, I mean, there are a lot of courtship rituals in animals that could be interpreted as...
Can I just go... Yeah, that's true. Can I just go over how much these sound like rogue RPG character moves for a second?
Yeah.
Like, we have love darts... adhesive trap, dancing, and shell breaking.
Yeah.
Like, they all sound like moves that, like, a rogue would be doing.
Yeah.
I set the adhesive trap, and then I danced over to him and love darted him, and then I did the shell break.
Did the shell break technique.
Combo. Cabot is not responding. Oro's online. Hold on. Let me
ask someone else.
Can I ask someone else?
Yes.
I'm prefacing it with... please, this is important.
This is important. I'm very happy you chose ask a friend on this question.
Why is that?
Because it's the weirdest one.
Let's see if any of my Facebook friends are online right now. Nobody's online. This is terrible.
Well,
oh no.
When no one responds on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, then
this is what it is.
Yep, it is what it is. So you might have to just guess.
So how much time are we going to give me to do this?
I will give you 60 seconds from now.
From now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. Okay. Can I ask you?
No, that's it's a
Damn
mystery.
It.
That's a whole separate.
Oh, that is true. That's true. That's another thing. No one's online. Ah. Okay, I'm gonna ask my friend. Yeah, he'll know. He'll know. This.
He'll
who he'll know.
Who wouldn't?
He'll know. Damn it, Cabot Oro, they're not responding to me.
They're probably just like, whoa. 30 seconds.
Damn it!
All right, you should give me a guess so that
seconds.
It can default to that.
I'm gonna guess love darts. That's
okay.
Gonna be my guess, but I'm not gonna like. Yeah, that's my love dart.
15 seconds. And 10.
Come on! Come on, somebody! Damn it! Now I'm gonna have all these weird questions like
that. Spamming all
of
your friends.
Of my friends.
All right, and that's
no
time.
One answered.
Are you ready to find out the winner of the game?
Damn it. Yeah, I am.
The correct answer is love darts.
Yes! It is love darts.
Certain species of hermaphroditic snails and slugs fire chitinous darts into each other as a courtship ritual.
Wow. I can't believe that's right. That was the most ridiculous one.
I don't know why they do that, and neither do scientists.
How do they shoot darts?
Well, it's not like a projectile. It's like a contact shot.
Okay.
They squeeze the chitinous dart out of their slug body into
yes,
the other
into
slug
the other
body.
One? That
yes.
is some creepy shit.
And, yeah. I don't know why they do that. But they do. You can look up pictures of it. I've seen them.
That is... I don't even understand how that... What that means, but... I need to let all my friends know that I got the question and I don't need them.
I got it right.
Oh...
Okay, so we...
Now, like, three of my friends have this question, basically. Since,
yes.
They're going to check their phone sometime. And, like, first thing they'll see is, which one of these is involved in the courtship ritual of hermaphroditic snails? It's like, great, thanks. All right.
So we're tied.
Yeah, we're tied up. We have no more lifelines.
Do you want to do a sudden death round?
We should do a sudden death round. And what I want to do for the sudden death is... we each get one more lifeline of our choosing that hasn't been used.
Okay.
And, I mean, how do you want to do the questions, though?
We'll just... Not multiple choice. We just... We have, like, 30 seconds to think
yeah.
of a question.
Okay.
And
yeah,
then we
perfect.
Keep going back and forth until
yes,
someone's the winner.
True. And we have one lifeline. You can use it any time.
Yes.
And the first person that loses a question, that, like, fails a question, loses.
Okay.
Right?
Let's do it.
Okay.
How do we decide who goes first?
Since...
How about we make it so that you have to win by two, so that the first
yeah,
the first
good.
So there's no unfair advantage.
Tennis rules.
Yeah.
Yep. Got it. Got it.
All right. Let's go. You go first.
I'll go. I ask the question first.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. What is the what is the kingdom's name in the Legend of Zelda series?
Hyrule.
Yes. I mean, that's really easy, but it's the only thing I can think of.
What is another name for a Cat 5 cable?
Ethernet cable.
Correct.
We need to choose our other lifelines, too.
I'll do Omegle.
Again?
Yep.
All right, I'm not going to do phone a friend again. That was shit. I'm going to do 10-second ping again.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Sorry. Oh, is it my turn again?
Yes.
So I got Cat 5 cable. What is the, shit, this is harder than I thought it would be. What does LOL stand for?
Laugh out loud.
Yes.
I gotcha. Who directed Audition?
Shit, I don't know the answer to this. I'm gonna have to 10-second bang it.
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right. On your marks. Get sets. Go. Five seconds.
Takashi Miike.
Correct.
Yes.
But your lifeline is gone.
It is. I need one for you. Which 1995 film, based on the 1811... I just Googled something.
You're
which
not 1990- allowed to do that.
Damn it! Okay.
It's against the rules.
All right. What does... okay, okay. Hold on. I'm getting a book.
Just think of...
I don't have anything!
Think of a movie thing.
What movie that was released in 1999 stars Keanu Reeves.
The Matrix.
Yes.
All right. How about?
Thank you. Questions.
All right. Oh no! Now I need to think of one.
This is the worst game.
I'm gonna get you.
Okay. Rapid fire.
Who is the teacher in Battle Royale?
The name?
The character name. Ha, I got you with one.
All right. You have to get one more before you win now. What is the name of the main character in the movie? I'm thinking of this as I go. In the movie. What is the last name of the main character in the movie Jaws?
I don't know.
Chief something.
You're supposed to know the answer to your question.
No, I know the answer. Okay, yeah, I'm giving you a hint. Okay, it's Chief Brody.
Okay.
I got that one.
Yes.
Your turn.
What is Robin Williams's character name in One Hour Photo?
God damn it, what the hell are these questions? I don't know. John Williams.
It's Psy.
Photo. Damn it.
I got you. That's what? Two.
No, because I got one, you got...
Oh, that's right, we have to win by two. Aha! Okay.
Eat it. What is... I lost my train of thought now. Great, good job.
Success.
That's fine. What is Revolver Ocelot's Russian name in the Metal Gear Solid series?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Vladimir Nabokov.
Yes, no, it's Shalashaska. Eat it.
Who is the current number one ranked chess player in the world?
Oh, Magnus Carlsen.
Yeah.
All right. If I stump you on this one, I win. You know that, right?
We're tied.
No.
Yes.
You didn't get Revolver Ocelot.
But you didn't get Battle Royale question.
I got Magnus Carlsen, though.
Oh yeah! Right. Yep. Right. You're
yep,
right.
Yep.
Okay.
What is the in what year did the film Blade Runner come out?
Crap.
Yeah.
1989.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, it's 1982.
Oh, wow. It was so ahead of its time.
I win.
Good job.
I think I win, right?
Yeah,
I
you win. You're the winner.
Yes. The winner is me. Wow, that was...
That was pretty hard. Intense.
That was intense. You didn't use your lifeline.
Oh, crap. Oh, well. I already lost. I don't think Omega would have been a very big help, honestly.
Hey, when did Blade Runner come out? I'm a 26th male from Alaska.
You want to chat?
I'm in a truck right now just taking a smoke break. Do you want to chat with me?
No, I need to know how many blocks there are in Tetris.
Tetris, shut up! Oh, wow, that was good. All right, yeah, that game was... All right, so let's adjust the score. So it was 76-54, and that game was worth 23 points.
Was
today.
It really? That seems like mm-hmm. a lot.
So I am at 99 points. 99-54. You got a lot of catching up to do.
All right.
It's okay, though, you know? Sometimes it happens.
I'll get you next time.
Yeah. So that was a fun game. I enjoyed
trading, yeah, that was fun.
Even though... It was really hard.
We had some interesting conversation topics along the way, which...
I think, yeah. I think trivia is a tough one. It's really hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Any closing thoughts of the day.
Closing
today.
Thoughts.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about any specific things?
So do we have any ideas about what we might do next time yet? Or
I do
we,
not. Do
should
you have
we just surprise
ideas?
People?
Do you have good ideas?
Well, so far we've done a list game and a trivia game.
Yeah.
So next time, I think we should just surprise people.
Yeah, we'll surprise them.
But yeah.
Yeah, we could do best fake Pokemon names. Remember? With
with Baragon.
Baragon. It's a good name for Pokemon. No, we'll figure it out. We'll surprise people what the game of the week is next week.
Yeah.
Because it's going to change every time. It's crazy like that, right?
Yeah, and by the... I think by the next episode, I will have seen Stranger Things in its entirety, so there will be some cool discussion about that, too, probably.
Cool. All right. Any closing remarks?
Closing remarks?
Yeah.
Blast you for beating me.
Well, it's good. Good closing remark. We should end with a quote by a famous person. Do you have any favorite choice quotes?
How about...
I'm finding the first one. Oh, here's a Steve Jobs quote. Here we'll go.
What did he say?
I don't like Steve Jobs, but we're ending
with this. I don't like him either, but...
Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow know what you truly want to become.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm really happy we closed on that note.
That was deep. All right, this has been Doing It Live. I'm Time Aces.
My name is Bat Snacks, and we will see you next time.
See you next time.
All right.
Good night.
Goodbye, everyone.
Woo!